Through phone technology, I'm hearing all sorts of things in recent times. You get to the airport now, is it the Samsung that catches fire? You're not allowed on planes with them.
For a while, they fixed that up.
Most people I know have got iPhones, but I reckon in our lifetime, all of us have had a Nokia.
Of course,
haven't
we have.
We've
yes.
all had a Nokia. So there's a fair bit happening with phone technology, and our tech expert is Trevor Long, and he's actually over in Barcelona right now for the launch of the brand new Nokia. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, gents.
Tell us about the new Nokia. What's special about it?
Well, here's the thing. Nokia got a lot of attention when it was rumoured a couple of weeks ago they were going to bring back the 3310. Now, this is the phone that pretty much everyone owned at some point.
Yep.
It's from, 1998, 99. And this whole retro idea was very, very big. So I went along to the press conference and they announced three new Android smartphones, traditional, touchscreen smartphones. Big deal. Nokia's back. That's huge. And we will get those phones in Australia. But really, everyone in the room, hundreds of people, were waiting to see this new 3310. And it was true. They announced they are bringing back the 3310. It's available in four colors. Nice little thing. Slightly redesigned. Snake's still on it, which is good. But here's the thing. It's a 2G mobile phone. And
what?
We have moved way ahead of that here in Australia. In fact, Telstra's already shut down their 2G network.
So what won't work?
Shuts theirs down in September. It's not going to work in Australia, folks.
You're
kidding. Don't get excited.
So you've gone all that way and only to be let down.
Fortunately, there's a lot more happening here than just Nokia. But I think a lot of people in Australia are disappointed. But see, the thing is, Australia's ahead of the pack. Telstra, Optus, Vodafone. Our networks are excellent compared to the rest of the world. There's still heaps of places where this thing will work, and it's like 50 euros. So a cheap phone, and trust me, they'll sell millions of them.
Mm. What have Nokia been doing since the turn of the century anyway? Is that a dumb question? Or
no, not at all. But, Nokia sold their mobile phone business to Microsoft, who basically ruined it. And then Microsoft sold it off to another little Finnish company who have asked Nokia, the parent company, can we start using the name again on mobile phones? And they've said, yeah, go for your life.
Right.
So essentially, this is the rebirth of Nokia around the world. And if they had have launched an Android smartphone 10 years ago, they'd probably be the number one brand today because we all know Nokia.
What are their smartphones
a good publicity
like?
Stunt, if nothing else.
What are their smartphones like that they're releasing?
They're excellent. They're good, solid, easy-to-use Android smartphones. The problem for all these other companies is, in Australia, we all sign up on plans at telcos, 24 months, and we want the latest $1,000 smartphone because we don't realise we're spending $1,000, $1,200 on a Samsung or an iPhone. But if you actually walked in and bought I think these Nokias will probably come in around the $600, $400 mark, there's great value to be had in these kind of smartphones and plenty of other brands. But unfortunately, in Australia, mate, they don't sell very well if you're not an Apple or a Samsung.
Now, speaking of Samsung, we saw all the publicity a couple of months ago about catching fire. Where's that at the moment?
So they announced about a month ago, they announced that they'd done an investigation. They'd worked out what the problem was. It wouldn't happen again. Sorry. All these things. And they've put in place an 8-step plan to ensure all their batteries are safe in the future. But here in Barcelona, every year for the last 3 years, they've announced their new flagship phone. Not this year. They've done nothing of the sort. They've announced a new tablet, which is good, but not exciting. So they've actually delayed the announcement of their new smartphone, I think wisely, because frankly, all we'd be talking about is, does it catch fire? Whereas right now we're saying, oh, Nokia this, BlackBerry that. And in a month from now, on the 29th of March, they will announce their next smartphone. And hopefully there'll be less, will it catch fire, and more, how will it sell?
Comes with fire extinguisher.
Too busy putting out fires.
Yeah. That's right. So hey, good on you, Trevor. Enjoy beautiful Barcelona over there.
Cheers. No worries.